Or what was Mother Goose? The name originates in an old French euphemism. Stories told by elder women were called Tales Told by Mother Goose. Mother Goose was sometimes illustrated as an old country woman wearing a tall hat and riding on the back of a goose. Or sometimes as just a big motherly goose wearing reading glasses and a bonnet, a friendly figure children could trust. There's something timeless about big feathery friends for children, even today. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. This episode is brought to you by Wild Delight Bird Food, which aims to support wild bird populations with clean, nutritious ingredients in every blend. Available at Chewy.com.
Diverse, independent, yours. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
Bringing you something from one of my favorite places to visit in the world. That is Black Box with Strike It Up from Italy and the album Dreamland, released in 1991. That song was everywhere. You couldn't get it out of your head. And that's why I played it here for you on the show. So now you can walk away and think of nothing else but Strike It Up. Everybody, everybody. You know what I mean. Julian Taylor here. You're listening to The Jukebox. Got some music from California coming up. Ran into this band not too long ago. They're called The Heart Tones, and the song I'm going to play on the show is called No Longer Mine from their 2024 release, Forever and Ever. This is some really great music from some young musicians who originally met in high school and continued on to channel some classic Chicago soul, some Latin American stuff, and some doo-wop R&B. This is cool stuff. I know you're going to dig it. Joe H. Henry is on the show as well with a song called Real Things. This is a brand new release from this artist who was originally from Manitoba and relocated to Nova Scotia. He's in Baxter's Harbor. Ran into him not too long ago. He came to my Halifax show, and that's how we met the first time. But every time he visits Toronto, we hang out, and he came by my place one of the days that he was in town, and we started writing some music together. So I hope that comes to fruition. Dwight Yoakam is also on the show with Fast As You. The Kentucky native is a big-time country music star and actor. You gotta know his music. You've heard it before, I'm sure, right? And something that you may not have heard before that is coming up right here, right now on the show, is Big Thief. And this is from the album Vampire Empire, Born for Loving You. The song is called Born for Loving You. It was released in 2023, and I really do dig this band. It took me a little bit of time to get right into it because I found it a little bit too avant-garde for my liking, but when I finally settled in, it was something that I really enjoyed, and I hope you enjoy it too. They're from Brooklyn, New York. Here is Big Thief on The Jukebox.
I was born. music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Maybe a smile could mean something more. Maybe the right thing's waiting on the other side of that door. Maybe that old house will find a pet that is best unwore. Maybe tomorrow is a today we've been longing for. Feeling them sunshine, maybe it's rain. Whether the weather, whatever we're feeling, maybe makes it all the same. Maybe we don't know where the wild things are going. Maybe the wilds of our mind feed the tide and keep rivers flowing with them.
Ever since that day, it didn't feel the same.
is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Taylor here, and that is music from one of my favorite artists. He's from the UK. That's Michael Kiwanuka. The song you just heard here on the jukebox is called The Rest of Me, and it is from his album Small Changes, which came out in October of 2024. He also won the Mercury Prize for the album previous to that one. It was his self-titled album called Kiwanuka, and I think my favorite of his is Love and Hate, which dropped in 2016. We got a lot of great music to get to here today on the show. I'm going to be playing something from Diamond Ortiz. This is from San Francisco, California. Real female funkaholic stuff, and that's what the song is called, actually. I think you're going to dig this. I certainly did. And before that, I'm going to play a tune song. It was like song and tune at the same time. A tune by One Way. It's called Cutie Pie. This is from 1982, Detroit, Michigan. Signature funk boogie. And you're going to dig it just as much as I did. Here it is on the jukebox. Oh,
cutie pie.